the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you of the views that you hear expressed here, and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully this afternoon it's going to be the views of Joel Skousen. But for right now, we'll just certainly give you some thoughts I had. I read a fascinating article today by a man who I really believe knows what's going on behind the scenes. He has tremendous contacts with people in intelligence, and he sends out directives. I many times don't agree with him. He certainly is intent upon going to war with Iran, and he justifies the war with Iraq. Now, he believes, I believe, in American dominance of the world, which I certainly don't agree with. I don't think we should have an empire, but be that as it may, I always read with great interest what he has to say. And he asked the question in this article, why is Syria not saying much of anything now since the Israeli attack on their nation? In fact, this was an act of war. I mean, if somebody flies over your country and destroys something in your country with fighter jets, that's an act of war. And yet Syria isn't saying anything. On the other hand, everybody in Iran, in Tehran, is just frightened to death. And the article mentioned that somebody, and I believe it was probably from India or one of the other countries there, had sent a general who was over in Tehran, and everybody was frightened. They were frightened because, you know, the question was, when are the Americans going to attack? Are they going to attack us? When are they going to attack us? What's going to happen when they attack us? And everybody in Tehran was frightened, and everybody in Syria was remaining quiet. And how did you explain this dichotomy between these two allies? Well, according to this article, and I thought it was a very interesting thing to contemplate, is that when the Israeli jets flew into Syria, why, certainly Syria spent a great deal of money purchasing Russian anti-aircraft weapons, and those weapons were supposedly, you know, going to be very, very good, be able to take out any jets that came in. They had, you know, means of localizing the jets, and there was no way that the Israelis were going to be able to stop the anti-aircraft attacks. Only the system didn't work. And the Israelis were able to go in. Now, whether they were taking out some North Korean nuclear material, or maybe they were taking out some weapons of mass destruction that Syria had gotten from Saddam Hussein, or we don't know what was taken out. But we do know that the Syrians haven't said anything, and their anti-aircraft batteries did not work, which means that if they were to go to war with Israel, Syria would be subject to air attack, and there's nothing the Syrians could do to prevent the Israeli air superiority from really wiping out their military. On the other hand, Tehran, the Iranians, bought exactly the same equipment from Russia, and if the Syrian equipment didn't work, then that Iranian equipment isn't going to work. And it means that either Israel or the United States would have free reign and free control of the air over Iran. And that's one reason why the Iranians are so frightened. An interesting thing to contemplate, but, you know, it seems very, very logical. And certainly knowing the source of this information, I believe it to be accurate. In other words, what was proven when the Israelis went into Syria, among other things, over and above whatever target they hit, was that, of course, the Syrians had no effective means of stopping the Israelis or the Americans, and it means that Iran has no effective defense. And so if war does come, why, with all the bravado, why, I'm afraid that the Americans will have total superiority. And is Joel here? No, Joe K. Fine. We'll be back in just a moment here at Genesis.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowegi.com. sacrowegi.com. That's sacrowegi.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
You just got him. Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Joel Skousen. Hi, Joel. How you doing?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. Sorry I had trouble getting through to you.
All right, fine. Well, it's so good to hear from you. And so anyway, what are we going to be talking about this afternoon?
Well, my lead story for tomorrow's World Affairs Brief is going to be State Department seems to be fronting for the White House on secrecy issues. It's a real protection racket going on. Apparently the Bush White House feels the need to divert public anger about administration stonewalling and secrecy onto another department. This week it's the State Department under the abject, what I call, yes-girlship of Condoleezza Rice is more than willing to play doormat for the president's image. This week, State refused to provide a congressional investigating committee with information the U.S. ambassador to Iraq had compiled on corruption within the puppet government of Nouri al-Maliki. And it also intervened on behalf of Blackwater Company, telling them not to reveal anything to Congress or the courts about their duties or operations in Iraq, which they claim is a state secret. You know, this administration regularly acts in collusion with Congress and the courts when pursuing warrantless wiretapping the globalist agenda. But when the public demands transparency and answers, you know, the White House just freezes up and refuses to say, citing national security. And then when the public naturally tries to get Congress and the courts to rein in this administration, suddenly there's a wall of separation and no enforcement powers to make the executive talk to us. You know, it's no wonder that the public's rating of Congress has gone down to 29%, even lower than Bush's approval rating of 33%.
Well, you know, I'm really concerned about the fact that, you know, Blackwater can be certainly a murder-for-hire organization, and they are not held responsible for the people that were killed. I mean, how can you have a moral country when you can hire professional mercenaries and let them kill people indiscriminately? And, of course, there's no opportunity to investigate that. And is Congress looking into it? If Congress isn't looking into it, this is a national secret. Where do they get the right, then, to kill indiscriminately? And someday somebody's going to have to be held responsible for that.
Well, you know, it's interesting that one journalist in Blackwater's home state of North Carolina went so far as to imply that any ends justify the means. Mike Baker, speaking or writing for the AP, said, for all its high-profile failings and its reputation for cowboy aggression, the secretive security company Blackwater USA has never failed at its primary mission in Iraq, protecting state department diplomats. Not one diplomat has died while being guarded by employees of the politically connected company based in the swamplands of northeastern North Carolina, he says. Experts say that success, combined with the murky legal world in which Blackwater operates and its strong ties to Republicans, has allowed the company to operate with impunity. Now, he's saying that with praise. I'm saying that is a disastrous thing to allow anyone. You know, I don't agree with the statement he quotes next. He says, quoting Scott Trout, who's operations manager for Cohort International. This is a Lebanon, New Hampshire-based competitor to Blackwater. Look at the names they picked, Dr. Stan. Blackwater, Cohort International, Triple Canopy. I mean, these are just mercenary military names. And this guy says, you can argue about the methodology and say it's negatively impacting relationships between the Iraqi government and citizens and the U.S. That's an understatement, by the way. But if you get right down to the terms of the contract, they're tasked with protecting U.S. diplomatic personnel, and they've done that. End of argument, he says. But to me, that's a short-sighted thinking from another similar contractor, eager, of course, to become the next Blackwater. Murderous and aggressive methods create more hate and discontent against America, and it's only a matter of time till retaliation becomes so strong that even Blackwater won't be able to contain it. And that may be one of the reasons this administration doesn't really care. They intend to foment hatred against the United States. I think that's the underlying agenda for continuing to attack one country after another in the Middle East. This is part of a globalist agenda to engender massive retaliation against America that will usher in, finally, the wanted New World Order.
Well, I think that you're probably absolutely right. Everything I see today suggests to me that we're doing everything we can possibly to antagonize the Islamic world, and whether you like Ahmadinejad or not, you know, when he was invited to speak at Columbia, and for him to be rudely greeted by the president or whoever it was, I mean, you certainly aren't rude to people, and you shouldn't be rude to people, which gives Ahmadinejad the opportunity to look a little hurt and say, well, see, that wasn't a very nice greeting after I was invited to come. And I think
it wasn't a greeting at all, Dr. Stan. You know, he took more time, the president of Columbia University took more time attacking the speaker, President Ahmadinejad, than he gave the speaker to speak before that. He took more time. I mean, it was just a litany of attacks. I mean, this is totally uncustomary for any time. I mean, obviously, he was reacting to all of the media criticism about having invited Ahmadinejad. For all that he said about how freedom of speech, et cetera, he went back on that and literally excoriated his guest. And Ahmadinejad picked up on that and, of course, rightly said, you know, this is no way to treat a speaker. This is not the kind of respect that a president of a country reserves, even if you disagree with him. Now, as I went through the transcript of Ahmadinejad's remarks, I will say that he really did fail to answer any specific questions brought up, and he could have easily picked specifics. He chose instead to deal in very blatant generalities, especially religious generalities, and however correct in general those generalities might be, he failed to specifically counter some of the things that the president of Columbia could have done, which makes me wonder, what kind of guy is this? This is no dummy. I mean, this is not like George Bush, who stammers around and makes grammatical errors. This guy's very well spoken. He has considerable education. He's a university, you know, professor himself. And yet, he carefully avoided any specific things that would disarm this situation, which I think he could have easily done.
Well, as I've said before, it's almost as if he's playing a part, because I believe he is a brilliant individual. We may disagree with him on many things, but, you know, he actually comes through far better than, say, Scott Pell did. And in the 60 minutes, he sat there and smiled, you know, when he was being viciously attacked by the investigative reporter on 60 Minutes. And one thing you learn about television, I'm sure you know, is you always want to look pleasant. You always want to smile. And Ahmadinejad is smiling, and the 60-minute reporter is frowning and yelling, and Freddie was quite rude. And I think that simply, whether you like Ahmadinejad or not, I think he came out on top.
Well, you know, a lot of people are seeing that this is a concerted effort to make Iran the next Hitler. And we're seeing it all over the press now, especially after the UN confrontation between Iran and Israel. You know, Israel is... ambassadors claiming that Iran's remarks about retaliating against Israel are totally unjustified and unprovoked, as if Israel is an innocent party in this. And yet, in one article I read today, they outlined all of the threats that Israel has made against Iran. You know, we're not ruling out the military. We are preparing at this time for military intervention in Iraq. Their nuclear things will not stand. You know, these are provoking threats. And, of course, Iran is saying if we're attacked, meaning this is not, obviously Israel has said is not off the table, if we're attacked, we will retaliate. Now, I, for one, don't believe Ahmadinejad in his statements that they're not attempting to develop nuclear weapons. Israel, Russia and China have been in there with North Korea giving nuclear technology. And these aren't just for nuclear power reactors. Anyone who knows anything about world hegemony and knows that Russia and China aren't busy around the world spreading arms and ammunition for the purpose of peaceful coordination. But Russia and China, surprisingly being the real axis of evil, are being protected by the United States, while the puppets, governments, and only selectively so. Iran and Iraq have been puppet regimes of Russia and China. Some are protected, like Pakistan, which is a client state of China. North Korea is clearly being protected. When you look at the hypocrisy between how they're dealing with North Korea versus Syria or Iran, it's incredible. Even after the Israeli raid last week into Syria, attacking a nuclear stockpile of material brought in by North Korea, smuggled into Syria, and they criticize Syria, but they don't criticize North Korea. What's going on here? You know, that's a real dichotomy. Iran can't, bending over backwards, can't get the United States to talk to them. And, of course, in one of the statements, the president of Columbia University, you know, why with all the U.S. attempts to talk to you, aren't you talking to the United States? I mean, this is ludicrous on its face. It's Iran who's been attempting to get the United States to talk to it, and the U.S. says that as a precondition of speaking to us, you have to give up your nuclear program. And my comment is, well, what's there to talk about then if you require complete capitulation of another's position before you begin negotiations? There's nothing left to negotiate.
Well, that's so logical, but then most people don't even look at it that way, unfortunately. And I think, tragically, so many people actually do support going to war with Iran without ever considering the terrible consequences that could result.
Well, you know, going back to the initial protection from against Congressman Waxman's investigation into Iraqi corruption, which the State Department also refused to provide, well, they actually changed their mind. They said that they would provide briefers to Chairman Waxman Committee on the proviso that the Congress could never reveal to the American public what they tell them about Iraqi corruption.
Well, then why bother even to investigate
right.
if you can't do anything with the material?
That's right.
And so obviously it's a cover, and of course it's almost as if there are people at the highest levels of our government who are encouraging corruption. And wasting of the taxpayers' money. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen.
the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets. A little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Former electricity minister this week was jailed on corruption charges and subsequently was rescued from prison by unnamed U.S. security contractors. Isn't that incredible? These people are not just there doing the work of guarding U.S. diplomats. There are several examples of them during black op operations for the United States government, that they want an arm's length relationship. But if the U.S. is rescuing corrupt ministers in some kind of relationship, boy, I'll tell you, this is there's no wonder that they don't want any of this stuff to come before Congress.
Well, if I'm just wondering, was it the Americans who arrested these corrupt ministers, or was it the
Iraqi
government?
No. It was the Iraqi government that arrested this, or someone in the judicial system, on direct evidence of corruption, and they were broken out of jail by U.S. security contractors. And whisked away to Jordan or other exile sites. So this is a big emerging story here. That is a real problem for this administration.
Well, obviously, it just shows the total degree of corruption that exists at the upper echelons of our government when we have people who will break people out of jail and turn them loose. If we believe in the rule of law, then these men should have to stand trial and not simply be whisked away at taxpayers' expense, because somebody's putting up the money for these Blackwater operators to break these people out of jail. So, you know, this is the sort of story people have to understand, that if we will turn our back on the law here, where else will we violate the law to push a political agenda?
Well, you know, Scott Horton, who's both a lawyer and a very fine commentator for Harper's Magazine, wrote, he said, "I was invited to give a briefing on Capitol Hill this morning to a couple of congressmen who are studying contractor issues, including Blackwater. Says the interest level was very high, and most of the questions focused on just one contractor, namely Blackwater." Then he quotes from an October issue of Harper's, where Daphne Abiatar, who's her colleague both as a writer at the American Lawyer magazine as well as Harper's, took everyone on a tour of Blackwater's contracts. She used a fascinating vehicle to explain that Blackwater's contract drafters are high practitioners of the art, she says, in what I have seen of Blackwater's contracts. Both with its employees and its dealings with the U.S. government, Blackwater consistently extracts a very good deal for itself, including complete immunity from any investigations.
Well, I sure wish that you and I could get contracts like that.
Well, we have no need to, of course, Dr. Stan. We don't intend to do those things. But what's fueling a lot of questions for lawmakers on Capitol Hill is, according to Scott Harper, he says, the first modern private arm to be raised on American soil has created a great deal of problems for the U.S. Well, it's hardly the first private American army. Blackwater's only one of many. Remember DynCorp, who was running sex slave rings in Bosnia. MPRI, which was using American military equipment at the agreement of the DOD to give intelligence to the insurgents who were fighting against the Montenegro government at the same time that the U.S. was claiming to be backing the Montenegro military forces. Then you have Triple Canopy. You have people who are overthrowing dictators like Aristide in Caribbean islands. All of these are done by American contractors. Horton asked, he says, I just can't believe after reading these contracts that they're really done at arm's length. That's a legal term, meaning that, these are actually handed over. These things seem to be done in collusion with one another. He also states the State Department's reaction to the September 16th incidents in which Baghdad or Blackwater's men opened fire without provocation in Iraq is adding fuel to the fire. It's hardly the reaction of a consumer of services with quality concerns about service providers. Rather, the State Department appears to see its own interests highly tied up with those of Blackwater's, and indeed it is. I believe that, of course, there's a lot of black operations being done in Iraq by these security contractors because they had too many problems in the 1980s when they used American service personnel to fly helicopters with drugs in them and other things, and they ended up turning whistleblowers. These Blackwater people are being scrutinized to make sure that the unprincipled people get these jobs.
Well, that's not the sort of people we would want working for our moral and religious government, but unfortunately I think we've turned our back on morality and sense of right and wrong. We'll be right back in just a moment with Joel.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kits, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web, www.hazarid.com, H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Joel Skelton. Before we go on, Joel, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the World Affairs Brief and perhaps even subscribe to it.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. If your listeners want to email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, I would be happy to send them a sample copy of the World Affairs Brief. They can get many more details than we're allowed to talk about here on the air. If they go to my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com, there is a synopsis of the current brief. Tomorrow's will, the new brief will come out. Every Friday I put out a synopsis and a summary of my analysis of the news on the front page of my website. My research assistant posts all of the latest news each day so that you can look at the conventional news that has been selected for the best articles, and that's what I base my analysis on, adding information that the conventional sources don't put in there, such as we're talking about today. So it's an interesting newsletter, and if people are interested, once again, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com and request a sample.
And I certainly recommend it. I read it every day, so go right ahead, Joel.
Well, you know, the military itself is getting very, very concerned about the name that Blackwater is giving the United States in general there. One senior U.S. military official says it's a nightmare. We had guys who saw the aftermath of this killing on the 16th of September, and it was very bad. This is going to hurt us badly, he said. It may be worse than Abu Ghraib, and it comes at a time when we're trying to have an impact for the long term. Of course, the official was referring to the, you know, the scandal at the prison, which was had all these photographs of tortured individuals put across the net. The whole world, you know, reeled at that. But in last week's incident, Blackwater guards shot into a group of cars, killing at least 11 Iraqis and wounding 12. Blackwater officials, of course, insisted their guards were ambushed, but witnesses have described the shooting as totally unprovoked. There's also a video from a surveillance video that has come out, which indicates that, in fact, it was totally unprovoked. There are no shots heard on the video until Blackwater opens fire. And that's the reason why the U.S. is hijacking the investigation so that they can provide a cover-up and delay this thing until it, you know, starts to calm down. But, you know, it's amazing, Dr. Stan, the difference between public opinion here in the United States, is, which is assuaged and massaged by our own coverage, you know, media here showing concern, everybody showing concern, but no real outrage, and nothing ever is done about it. And not one Blackwater employee has ever been brought to justice because of these things. But overseas, in Europe and the Far East and the Middle East, America is just literally vilified and hated. American pronouncements and the president's pronouncements on television are just laughed at overseas. I mean, the derision of which American is held in overseas is tremendous, and American people don't realize how successful this campaign has been to vilify America, and the United States government, I'm convinced, is doing this on purpose in order to create more conflict, to justify staying in the Middle East, and eventually provoking a larger Middle East war.
And I really fear that if we get into this larger Middle East war, we're going to need friends, and we're not going to have any. Other countries are not going to come to our help. They're not going to come to our aid. And we'll be standing all alone without friends, and perhaps with good justification, because the people in America are not holding our politicians and our leaders responsible for what they're doing.
Well, you know, the State Department has moved to, quote, resolve the matter by proposing the creation of a bilateral commission of inquiry. They're going to draw this thing out. But, you know, they did a similar thing. It was used to look into the fatal attack on a car by American soldiers, the Italian journalist Giuliana Segrena, which left Segrena wounded and killed Calipari, Niccolo Calipari, a senior member of the Italian Secret Service, who was riding in the car with her. The commission approach broke down completely when the American members pushed a set of conclusions of fact upon the commission, which the Italians denounced as a total falsehood. An Italian magistrate who had looked at the investigation told Horton this summer that he had lost all confidence in the American interest in the American participants to establish the facts. They were only interested in covering up what happened, not getting to the truth. Now, this is talking, what, 2 years after the Segrena killing? They're going to, you know, delay this investigation until the war with Iran comes and then everyone will forget about Iraq.
I fear you're right, and Chris, we've seen how effective the investigations are, the 911 Commission cover-up, the Joint Intelligence Commission cover-up of 911. I mean, they appoint these commissions not to get to the truth, not to reveal the truth, but to conceal the truth. And I think that an awful lot of Americans are beginning to catch on to the fact that the people who appoint these commissions really do not want to find out what's going on. They want to give the American people the impression they're doing something. All the time they're concealing and protecting the guilty.
Slowly it's beginning to dawn on the American people that we're absolutely powerless to stop this. You know, they have dozens of people fronting for the saying the proper things, assuaging the people by assuring us, giving total assurance, and yet nothing ever happens. I mean, how do you fight against a person lying to your face and saying, we're going to investigate? You can't, you know, demand they do anything other than what they're admitting to do. And then when 6 months go by, they've got every bit of an excuse to say, well, we had this problem, and we couldn't get this cooperation. Everyone's got an excuse, and nobody's got power to hold the government's feet to the fire because they have all power. And frankly, your audience needs to know we have lost the total separation of powers. Even though they appear to be at loggerheads with one another, Congress, they're actually in lockstep. And they're only fronting for the proper positions. The courts and key members of the Congress are in collusion with this evil agenda to promote this conflict around the world, and that's why we're not seeing any attempt to stop this administration from going to war with Iran.
Well, all we can do is just keep talking, Joel. That's your job, that's my job, and hope that more and more people are going to begin to listen.
Well, you know, we are gaining ground in terms of the number of people that are listening and that don't believe our government anymore. We are gaining ground. Unfortunately, there's such a wall, there's such a majority of unthinking people who are still, including many conservative Christians who are just in this lockstep mentality of supporting a Republican administration no matter what. And that's a tremendous, massive force of inertia to overcome. It's very, very difficult because you can't reach so many of those people. They literally never listen to the alternative news. So it's very, very difficult. Ron Paul has made a tremendous inroads into at least the middle of the independents and the disaffected left, the principled left, as I call it, who are disaffected with the Democrats and are looking for someone who will really get the job done. And he's making inroads. Ron Paul is doing wonderful in fundraising, even, which has never happened to a third party or independent anti-establishment candidate before running for president. He's hauling in at least $2 million per quarter, and it's enough to keep his campaign going. A lot more is needed because, you know, you have the press disregarding Ron Paul, so he actually needs a lot more money, and I encourage people to help support Ron Paul's candidacy.
I concur totally.
Well, we've got another hate bill that has been passed by the House and the Senate. They still don't agree on everything, and it'll have to be resolved. But the Senate, today approved a long-debated measure that would expand the federal hate crime law to cover violence against gays, Dr. Stan. Now, what this always does, this means it's going to be a violation of the law when you incite people, and that's what they'll claim ministers do when they cite biblical scripture that decries homosexuality. They'll say this is provoking hate crimes against gays. So it's going to be a very tenuous thing. This has already been used in Canada to shut down various ministers and prosecute them for carrying on. It's been used in the European Union as well. Now, the supporters of the hate crime legislation mustered barely 60 votes they needed to overcome the threat of a filibuster. And the House approved the bill earlier this year, but neither chamber appears to have the votes to override a veto. President Bush claims that he will veto this, but I'm not so sure he will. It's attached to the defense bill. And, of course, although he vetoed the defense bill before when it had something he didn't like, we'll see. He could easily use this as an excuse to pass it. Pat Buchanan in August had a very excellent article showing how American legislation designed to protect minorities and discriminate has turned into just the opposite. There was the execution-style murder of, he says, of three African-American college students in Newark, New Jersey, forced to kneel and shot in the head, allegedly by an illegal alien from Peru who was set out on bail for the serial rape of a five-year-old. These things have all the makings, Buchanan says, of a Willie Horton issue in 2008. And Newark, like New York City, is a sanctuary city where cops are not allowed to ask criminal suspects if they are in the country legally. But the big problem here is that he's saying that nearly half of the people murdered in the United States are black. Part of the persistent pattern in which African Americans are disproportionately victimized, I'm sorry, this is not Buchanan, he is quoting a Justice Department study. But he says there are other conclusions that are more correct. He says the problem is that, yes, blacks are more likely than whites to be victims of crime, but that crime is perpetrated upon them by blacks, not whites, and Hispanics. Blacks are more likely than any other group to be victims, but they're also more likely to perpetrate those same crimes and also with a firearm. As David Harris, a law professor at the University of Toledo, says, black victimization is a problem, but it's often black on black. Says Buchanan, as the Post and the report of the Justice Department concedes, in more than 9 out of 10 cases, black victims are murdered by
fellow blacks. Also, white victims are more than proportionally murdered by blacks and Hispanics, but there is no cry in the population to protect white victims. In this thing, The Color of Crime, Race, Crime, and Justice America, produced by the New Century Foundation, it comes to the following conclusions. Blacks commit more violent crime against whites than against other blacks. 45% of the victims of violent crime by blacks are white, folks. 43% are black, 10% are Hispanic. Blacks are 7 times as likely as people of other races to commit murder, 8 times more likely to commit robbery, and 3 times more likely to use a gun in a crime. Blacks are an estimated 39 times more likely to commit violent crime against a white person than vice versa, and 136 more times likely to commit robbery. Black-on-white rape is 115 times more common than the reverse. So what Pat Buchanan is making the case for is that hate crimes bills will be used to continue these stereotypes to protect certain minority groups from not only hate crimes but persecution at all and even criticism. And that's what they're leading to by including gays in the hate crime things, is that anything that leads or can be considered provocation of a hate crime will also be eventually included into these crimes.
Well, I wonder if you're going to be able to tell homosexuals that they'd be far better off if they weren't homosexuals. They ought to really try to get out of that lifestyle, because they're going to die so much earlier if they stay there. Would that be considered a hate crime if you really care about homosexuals and wanted to tell them what they were doing was unhealthy?
Yes, I'm afraid any criticism at all is going to be viewed as a hate crime. And it was amazing to me when I made in the World Affairs Brief some criticisms on the homosexual lifestyle, and I had 2 subscribers rant and rave at me about how much my article was filled with hate. And if you read it, you'd say, there's no hate there. It's just basically, you know, telling what the facts were. There was no lurid, vivid condemnation of the other things other than the fact that this was there. And yet, it's amazing how homosexuals are primed to believe that any criticism is hate-filled, not helping a person.
Well,
and I am at a loss to figure out how to change that.
Well, I tell you, if you really care about homosexuals, you're going to tell them that what they're doing is not good for them and is not going to give them either a healthy or a happy life. And to call it gay is simply a total distortion of reality. If you can get them to talk to you, as I did when I was practicing, most gays and homosexuals and lesbians are extremely miserable people. They wish they weren't like they were, but they just don't know what to do about it. And I think that we should encourage them, if they can, to try to get out of that lifestyle, because it's not a lifestyle, it's a death style. And passing federal legislation, which is a total violation of the First Amendment, Congress has no right to do that, but then who believes in the Constitution now anyway?
Well, you know, it's amazing how these things are being peddled and promoted. As you know, the gay lifestyle is all over situation comedy now on television. And presented as a normal thing, you know, all the joking is about whose partner is with who, and someone's significant other. They never talk about, well, his wife, except Giuliani, you know, who keeps talking about his girlfriend as his wife, and nobody calls him on it. But it's also important to see how they're trying to change even the image of pornography. You look at Oprah having this television show, which I don't watch television, but I read the account of it, where interviewing these people about pornography and saying people are coming out of the closet and saying, gee, this really makes me happier and a better person because I look at this and I'm not going to feel guilty about doing something the world thinks wrong when it makes me feel good. You know, that's what she was saying with her guests, and you know, I think that's just ludicrous to only look at the superficial giddy feelings that they may get and not look at the long-term consequences to marriage and other relationships that happen and get destroyed when people get addicted. And believe me, pornography can be an addiction that is very, very powerful, very difficult to stop, just like sexual promiscuity can be an addiction, whether homosexual or heterosexual.
Well, you know, Joel, this is not the first time this has ever happened to a great nation. It's happened to an ancient Greece and an ancient Rome. And, you know, certainly this was exactly what was going on in Hitler's Germany in the 1930s. In fact, most of the people, most of the brown shirts and Ernst Röhm, who were, of course, the brown shirts, they were all homosexuals. And prominent, and then of course you look at Germany as I did after the Second World War, and the cities in rubble. And I hate to think that that might be the fate of America, but there's no incidence in all history where a nation has turned its back on God and God's laws, whether or not serious consequences.
Yes, and there are internet evidence now circulating this week about. Prostitute talking about seeing or participating in homosexual acts with President Bush before he was president and governor, and I don't know whether to, I can't prove whether or not they're true, but these are going to be serious.
Amen to that. Well, and then what are the good Christians going to say? Are they going to say, well, it couldn't be true, or, well, we should be forgiving, or whatever, out of time, Joel. God bless. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and, or I should say at the Genesis Network, and this is a time when I need to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you believe, as I do, that we are involved in this spiritual battle being played out on a political, cultural, and ideological battlefield, we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and You do that by simply calling us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And for a pledge of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes or CDs of the month and our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us. Now, we do hope that many of you will be wanting to come to our all-day seminar we're putting out on the 28th. That's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course right here on the North Shore of Monterey Bay. We're going to have a great lineup of speakers, and we look forward to you being there. Then, of course, we want to point out that if you really want to understand what led up to the 9/11 attack, you really need to get hold of our pamphlets. There are three of them. They're a compilation of our newsletters, and they're called Foreknowledge 911. Now, you can get all of this if you go up onto our website and pull down all of our newsletters and read them through. They're all well documented. Did you know that Saddam Hussein had offered to leave Iraq before we attacked? Did you know that the Iraqi government had offered to let us just come into their country and literally take over before we attacked? I mean, they were desperate to head off the attack. But you're never going to read that any other place. Oh, no, we had to go in to get those weapons of mass destruction. The Iraqis offered to let us go in. We document that with the article by the man who actually took the offer from the Iraqis to our State Department. But you see, they wanted the war. And when you understand that now they want a war with Iran, and you understand the implications of that war, and they're terrifying, you better start making your preparations, because there's nothing you and I are going to do to head this off if you have not yet, of course, laid in your preparations for what could happen if we had a disruption of our infrastructure, of our society. We'd be glad to send you either a catalog that lists a lot of the health products you should have on hand, or certainly the emergency food products and barrels and water purifiers and dehydrated food. If you'd like an emergency food catalog, give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a regular catalog, we'd be glad to send you one. If you'd like a health food catalog, we'd be glad to get it to you. But also, let me suggest, don't put things off. Believe me, the prices of food products are going up. More and more of the food products are genetically engineered, but so far the supplier that we get our things from has been able to keep away from genetically modified food. And lastly, of course, there's going to be shortages. And once something happens, you're not going to be able to get any of these things. Make your mind up to that and start making your plans now. If you have not yet gotten your copy of the DVD, Sheltering in Place, How You Can Use Your Home to Protect Yourself, we carry that. If you've not got a Berkey water filter or the other equipment, these are available through Radio Liberty. We carry the book, The Nuclear War Survival Skills, and if you get that, you can get a packet that'll show you how to build a radiation meter. Take a little time, but everything is there. There's a packet and of course, everything. It's designed by the military for civil defense. And then, of course, we carry the book entitled Making the Best of Basics, Making the Best of Basics. And it's simply what you do if you can't go down to the store and buy food. I mean, how do you prepare? How do you store water? I mean, how do you store food if you don't have refrigeration? How do you cook if you don't have gas or electricity? All of these things are covered in this excellent book, Making the Best of Basics. And all of these things and so much more is available from Radio Liberty. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair, and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. How housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Backers, Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for this hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Roberts, who we've had on before. But Dr. Roberts has spent his whole life investigating all the toxins and things that really can involve us and trying to instruct people in better health. We know him best by the book he's written on aspartame and the extensive work he's tried to put in to get information out to the American people that we're being poisoned by the use of what they call NutraSweet. This has been known for years. Certainly he was an endocrinologist, a diabetic specialist, a physician, well-respected in his field. And he's written, I don't know, how many books have you written, Dr. Roberts?
21
books. Well, he's been busy in addition to raising, I think, what was it,
six children,
all right. Well, it's been a busy time, and you're retired now, aren't you, sir?
I'm not retired. I'm retreaded. You know, there's an old dad.
All right. Are you still practicing?
No, I'm not seeing patients right now.
All right. Well,
talking about books, my first book was published 50 years ago. It was called Difficult Diagnosis, A Guide to the Interpretation of Obscure Illness, and by W.B. Saunders. And about 70,000 doctors used it to study for their boards and for their practice. That was 50 years ago.
Well, of course, one of the things, of course, you point out in some of your writings is the relationship between aspartame and diabetes. Is it possible that aspartame, NutraSweet, can actually precipitate diabetes or complicate it because so many people who are diabetic use aspartame?
In my opinion, yes. Yes. Based upon, you know, personal encounters, and if you saw on any one day my correspondence from out the world, you'd be amazed by it, Dr. Monty. So the answer is it can, I think, aggravate diabetes and its complications, and it probably can precipitate it.
Well, now, how does it actually aggravate it? Certainly, I know that it has an effect on the eye, part of it, the eye complications. But how does it aggravate the management of diabetes? I mean, does it alter the amount of insulin that has to be used? Or
that takes a couple of chapters in my book, just trying to explain it. Because aspartame is a drug. It was a drug that was initially intended for the treatment of peptic ulcer, because it's similar to a thing called gastrin. And there's a thing called drug interference. And that's one of the ways in which it can compete at various levels, cellular levels of the body. It interferes with insulin metabolism and many other things. But the answer is, in my opinion, it can aggravate diabetes and its complications, and it may precipitate it clinically, you know, and especially in children.
Yeah, I mean, this would be the type 1 type of diabetes that children get, which is actually directly related to a shortage of insulin, rather than, of course, where the body just doesn't respond to the insulin, type 2.
Well, the bottom line, in my opinion, is that no diabetic should be using this. As you say, it's a paradox. Here, it's saying, here, take this, it says, no sugar to control your diabetes. In my opinion, it does just the opposite.
All right, fine. Because I think that, yeah.
It sounds paradoxical, and it may be a little confusing, but the clinical reality, as you point out, the reality in the real world is that it, in many individuals, it aggravates diabetes.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Dr. Stan, and Dr. Roberts was simply talking about the danger of the chewing gum that contains aspartame, and the difficulty is that so many of the chewing gums that are used widely across America today contain aspartame, and of course it is known of all the medical complications. It can poison literally every aspect of the body, and yet it's put in chewing gum where it will do the maximum amount of danger and damage to our children. Why in heaven's name would any responsible company do something like that?
The bottom line, money.
Well, is this cheap, going to be cheaper than putting sugar in? And how much does it cost to put, the sugar in gum rather than aspartame? I mean, I would think that they can't be saving that much money by using aspartame.
Well, this is a real enigma. And there are countries like New Zealand who are trying to ban the use of aspartame. You know, if you saw again on any one day my correspondence throughout the world, you'd be amazed about the havoc that these compounds are causing.
Well, I know, for instance, they wanted to try to get this banned in New Mexico, and the other
right.
side, they put in millions of dollars to get to the politicians down there to block efforts to outlaw the use of this poison, which has done so much damage to the health of our children, to the health of expectant mothers, and to our elderly citizens.
Well, several of the New Mexico politicians were sympathetic to this. But most of them just turned, they refused to do this. We thought we were making headway there. And even Governor Richardson was sympathetic to the medical and scientific opinions being expressed. But they didn't make it.
All right, well, money talks, and when you can hire a number of expensive lobbyists, and when you can give large gifts to the politicians, why they say that money talks. But what, could you talk a little bit about this concept we hear so much today about pathological obesity? Look at all these fat Americans. Oh, it's terrible. I mean, the children are fat, the women are fat, the men are fat, but what effect does aspartame and MSG have on obesity? Isn't there a great deal of evidence to show a direct linkage between the use of these products, which are in so many things we eat, and pathological obesity?
Well, of course, there's a whole societal thing involved dealing with amount of exercise and other things. But one central concept is if someone's obese, it means they have a lot of insulin on board. Most of the hormones, epinephrine and catecholamines and cortisol and glucagon, will break down body fat. But insulin is lipogenic. So if someone's overweight, it means they have a lot of insulin on board. Now, one of the things that aspartame does, and it was a very elegant study out of Paris years ago that showed us, the aspartame stimulates the release of insulin directly. You can do it. Of course, you have something sweet in your mouth, and you think you're having sugar, the body thinks you're having sugar, they'll respond to so-called cephalic phase of insulin secretion, and they'll start making a lot of insulin in anticipation that there's energy, there's food, there's sugar coming along. So that's one of the things with the aspartame, is that it stimulates insulin and lays down body fat. Of course, there are many other aspects, and you're quite right in pointing out this enormous problem of obesity, including in young children. And, about a week or so ago, someone asked, what the effect of this on subsequent generations? And I mentioned the thing in the Bible, that the iniquities of the father shall be visited unto the second generation. Well, when aspartame breaks down and so forth, it can go right into the DNA, amazingly enough, and it's been clearly shown, you can show it. And so aspartame and these sweetened products and so forth, have something to do with it. Now, it's not just aspartame, which is like 180 times sweeter than sugar, but they have new sweeteners that are up to 1,000, 5,000 times as sweet as sugar. Now, the thing is, and I'm sorry you're getting this ringing through. when you have that amount of concentrated intense sweetness, the body reacts to it like a sugar, and it starts making a great, great deal of insulin. And so it goes, Dr. Monti, the problem of obesity. I did the original studies on MetroCal from 50 years ago, meter calories. I don't know if you remember it.
I remember MetroCal.
I did the original studies that were published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And, it sounded like that's a great idea and so forth. So I've been at this for a long time, the various aspects of the induction of obesity and trying to treat it. And of course, once this is out of the bag, once the genie is out of the bag, you can't reverse them. You have a hyperinsulinized state. It's very hard once they're that. The people just can't go back to reversing that. They still have this craving for sugar and sweet and so forth. So once that's begun, and in my new book, you know, Protecting Mankind, which I hope you've seen and read, I have a whole section there about pregnant women to try to prevent some of this. What did you think of the new book?
I thought it was an excellent book, and I've really enjoyed it. And I'm not all the way through it, but I certainly have enjoyed what I've read so far. But certainly so many pregnant women are being given aspartame by their doctors saying, we don't want you to put on weight, so you just take this out.
Absolutely. You know, and one of the things in one of the sections and chapters in the book, this new book, it has to do with Dr. Carr's risks and so forth. And one of Carr's, the hazards of the fear of fat and so forth. And that has just, along with social pressures and the influence of fashion people and the like, that just caused a revolution in our young women. The fear of fat. And they starve themselves, and there are consequences to that. If they start, it's not their own obesity, but they start, and the next thing you know, they have the multiple sclerosis and other problems where the nervous system is running out of energy. It's a complex thing, but this one of the things in the chapter in the book is this fear of fat. And we as parents and grandparents, I sit back and say, look, be for your children, grandchildren, be yourself. Okay, there are certain parameters. Stay away from a lot of sugar. Don't eat too many calories and so on. But be what you are. And if you have a little bit of fat someplace in your hip, that fat, those 5 pounds of fat that they all want to lose, you know, the hip, that's their metabolic reserve. Against, you know, that's an endowment. The 5 pounds of so-called extra fat, that's a protection against starvation and famine.
Let's talk a little bit about hyperactive children. We hear a lot about ADD and ADHD. Well, aspartame influence, of course, the activity, the mental outlook of children.
Yeah, but it's more than that. About 40 years ago, I gave an address in Boston dealing with a medical and metabolic reevaluation of learning disability and hyperactivity in children. Now, I'm not a pediatrician, but my patient would say, could my child have what I have and so forth? And I went into it in great detail. And it turns out that we did studies on these children with hyperactivity and reading disability. And they didn't eat breakfast. And quite a time, in the morning, the little, you know, they're children around because they're, they're famished. They're hyperglycemic. And then they go to bed at night. And when they're young, you know, they don't have a liver that's big enough to sustain them with enough glycogen for an overnight fast. So during the night, their brain runs out of energy. So the ink is not just the aspartame. That's just one aspect that can make everything worse. But in order to approach this, you say, well, rather than give them all these drugs and the Ritalin and the Adderall and so forth, some of which are initial because the part of the problem, they become narcoleptic. They become very sleepy themselves. But sit down and just redefine how they're living and what they're eating. And they have no breakfast, and they have no feedings in the mid-morning and so forth. And there's a big consequence to all this, including this becoming very tired, sleepy, narcoleptic. As a result, they're set up, for instance, for amphetamine abuse because they're so lethargic. And finally, they get something that makes them alert and sleep for a short period. And so this, in my original articles and my presentation, I go into this myself with the children. That's why I would get up in the middle of the night and make 6 little cups of milk and wake up my children at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, especially when I came from the hospital, and feed them, and then go back to sleep. That's how serious I took the matter.
All right, fine. So you think the proper nutrition is so important, but certainly...
Oh, yes. It's very important.
All right.
Then you throw toxic substances and additives and the acid thrown into it.
Well, of course,
and that just makes it worse.
And so the thing is that so many of our foods today have MSG and aspirin. And
estimated like 30 million people in the country are estimated to have problems with MSG, monosodium glutamate.
And not only that, they put it in so many of the products today.
Well, in my new book, I have a list.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Rising gas prices, flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Dr. Roberts has been, he's been practicing for how many years now?
I practiced 50 years before I stopped seeing patients.
Now, I treat practice for 50 years, and so he's about my age, I'm 78. Are you older or younger?
Older.
All right, fine. So he's been around a little longer than I have. Anyway, so we were just talking about it's so important that people understand proper nutrition. And this is one of the big problems today is, I mean, we're always in a hurry, and my goodness, they have all of these prepackaged foods, and they taste so good. That's the reason they taste so good.
They've got so much salt in it. You know, just this last week, there was something came out in the JMA. They have the imperative nature of trying to reduce the amount of salt and sodium in our diet. And those nice, delicious prepackaged foods, they're all salty.
Right.
But in this thing, this one of these sections, I talked about the fear of fat. Another is the fear of cholesterol, called cholesterol phobia. And I have a thing about that, because you speak with most people and they're on statins. These are medicines to try and lower cholesterol. And I say, and I maintain, that before you start lowering the cholesterol, you've got to understand the cholesterol and so forth. Is it just by giving somebody with pneumonia with a fever, you give them aspirin, you bring down the fever, but if you don't give them an antibiotic, you're in trouble. And it's the same thing with an elevated cholesterol, and I think there's just too much, this widespread prescription of statins. I mean, doctors prescribe it because they say if a person has a heart attack, they'll get sued if they don't prescribe it.
Yeah, I know, but it's... Now, this is simply a product of the drug manufacturing.
Oh, yeah.
Story. It's all
that. Oh, they're
created.
Giving beautiful charts and so forth and showing that the cholesterol relationship to heart attacks. Well, a lot of it is, some of it is nonsense. And you have to remember that cholesterol constitutes an important part of the cell membranes of the body, and it's the initial starting point for the secretion of hormones, you know, adrenal hormones, and so. And when you start messing around with the cholesterol, now I went through this over 50 years ago when they had so-called triperinol, MER-29 and so forth, to reduce the cholesterol. And the side effects were terrible, you know. And now, you know, if you give these statins, of course, if they have muscle pains, rake, you may have damage or destruction of muscle called rhabdomyolysis and so forth. So this thing about just reflexively prescribing, now you ask me, get on my soapbox and then talk. Well, that's one of the things that I, now there may be a young man, a person 30 years old, very high cholesterol, so I understand that. But somebody with just slight elevated cholesterol to start putting on these really potent medications. Without understanding what drives the cholesterol to go up, because the body just doesn't generate cholesterol willy-nilly and elevated. There are reasons, and those reasons you have to understand.
Well, I think that what people need to understand is that certainly we get cholesterol in the diet, but the liver actually maintains our cholesterol level, and what the purpose of the statin drugs is to poison the liver so it can't provide
what
it
needs.
And we need, of course, those cholesterols for our hormones and our hormone balance. We need it for cell metabolism. We need it for heart function. And, of course, what they're doing is, I mean, certainly when you get into statin drugs, why your coenzyme Q10 goes down, you may very well get congestive heart failure, and then they've got to treat that. And it's all because of the statin drugs, and I think they've done far more harm than good.
Well, I have a whole chapter on that. It's called Perspective on the Life Producer Statins, Cholesterol Phobia. Another thing in that thing is about the vitamin E bit, which we had discussed previously, and my opinion is there's too much vitamin E been taken. You know, it's fat soluble. And amongst other things, not only the elevation of blood pressure and some problems with the peripheral vessels and so, but the stimulation of the breast and possible breast tumors and cancer. And everybody ducks this issue. But, you know, I see young men coming in with gynecomastia with painful enlarged tender breasts. And so what are they doing? Well, one thing is getting a lot of vitamin E. They'll stop it and come back in a couple of weeks and see what happens. And it's blue seeds. because it concentrates in the pus tissue. And it goes on and on, you know. So that's my soapbox.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Dr. Robertson, and when we get
back... You might tell people if they're interested in the book. Yeah,
all right, well, when we get back, we're going to actually let you get your telephone number out and tell people how to get the book. And we'll be back in just a moment here. And, of course, when we get back, we'll open up our calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Dr. Robertson. Dr. Roberts, would you like to tell our guests how they can get copies of your books, and specifically your latest one?
Sure. Well, again, I'm talking not to sell books. I'm talking to give information. But if online, it would be www.sunsentpress.com. And that's the publishing firm, Sunshine Sentinel Press. Or then call 1-800-827-7991. 1-800-827-991. And with the online thing, you can order directly. It will come right through. And the new book is called Protecting Mankind. But any of the previous books, Defense Against Alzheimer's Disease, and many others. So I hope your listeners might find that interesting and helpful.
Well, we actually carry Dr. Robert's book aspartame, the ignored epidemic, and then you have a little short book as well. What's the small book on aspartame?
Well, there's several, but in the new book, Protecting Mankind, there's a summary, a very short summary of the aspartame problem.
All right, fine. Just Dr. Roberts was saying that it is his opinion that many people, of course, will get confused when they're taking large doses of aspartame, and so many people, they're drinking a lot of diet.
They don't have to take large doses. For example, with the gum, you know, some people just chew a stick of gum and they have terrible reaction, or they'll go into convulsions.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be that large.
All right. Well, but certainly you do feel there's a relationship between aspartame and Alzheimer's disease and these other degenerative diseases. What about Parkinson's disease? We see, you know, some talk about Parkinson's disease, how terrible it is, yet these people are always drinking a Diet Coke.
That's right. We know that the protein, increased protein, can aggravate the tremor and interfere with the action of L-DOPA and so forth. Well, the aspartame has amino acids, that the building blocks of protein. And in my books on aspartame, I point out the severe tremors, the severe shaking that occurs in some individuals when they take aspartame.
All right, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Dr. Roberts, a comment, one of the things, of course, we've heard is that at least some people with multiple sclerosis get much better once they get off of their aspartame and nutraceutics.
Oh, yes. Well, aspartame disease, which is the term I used, can simulate multiple sclerosis. They have various neurologic changes, got visual changes, you know, and if they find a couple spots by CAT scan of the brain, the diagnosis of multiple sclerosis made, especially in young women. But I have a firm rule that if someone, especially a young person, a young woman, is thought to have multiple sclerosis and they're consuming aspartame products, they're consuming these things, get out of it for at least 1 or 2 months before you make that diagnosis, because it can totally simulate multiple sclerosis.
Well, how many, I mean, what do you think, what percentage of the MS cases might be related to this? 5%, 10%, 30% or 40%?
That's a very good question, Dr. Montes. And the answer is, I think it's alarming. That's an alarming thing. And if someone is thought to have it, they should stop these products. In my books, I make a strong point of this. The diagnosis should not be sealed in concrete, and that should be formally made. Think of what it does to a person's life if they have a formal diagnosis of multiple sclerosis. And if it's erroneous, if it's a wrong diagnosis.
Well, of course, the great tragedy is, of course, that the public has not been warned in any effort to get the truth out about aspartame and
I can't tell you how many times I've tried to get publications. I'm a member of the American Academy of Neurology, it so happens. And to just get a straightforward paper showing this is very, very hard. It's easier for me to write a book about it than to try and get it published in one of these journals. That's how serious it is.
And of course, if you can't get the information out, then the doctors won't know.
So what are we saying? We're saying, look, there's a reasonable doubt about this when people are using aspartame. So just stop the product. Wait a couple of weeks, wait a couple of months, and see what happens. I mean, we're not doing anything drastic. These treatments for multiple sclerosis, the interferons and so forth, these are profoundly toxic drugs. They're extremely expensive. What are you saying? You're saying, look, if you think you have this and you're consuming it, stop it and see what happens in a month or two. The same thing with this thing called, there's another thing of young women, the so-called pseudotumor surgery. They think they have brain tumors. In my experience, and I've written about this, they're going to have shunts put in to decompress the ventricles. And you stop it, and they get better. It's just absolutely amazing. But, it's hard to get that published.
Well, of course, the thing is that if you can't get the information out to the doctors, they're not going to know, and they're going to continue. You know, Gordon,
well, it's not the doctor's fault, because they're being deprived of this information by people who may have corporate, you know, sponsored pressures on them to reject the publication of these papers.
Well, it would be terrible to think that the corporations would be willing to put out lots of money to keep the public from learning the truth about their product. But I suspect that, certainly with aspartame and with many of the other things we talk about here on a regular basis, there's been an organized effort to conceal the truth, whether it be the mercury or fluoride or the other issues we talk about so frequently. But certainly aspartame is one of the major problems. Now, is there a relationship between aspartame and cancer? Certainly, cancer has increased.
Oh, brain cancer. Oh, wow. About 15 years ago, I wrote an peer-reviewed journal that says, does aspartame cause human brain cancer? Because it's been shown that in rats that are not prone to brain cancer, giving aspartame gives up brain tumors. Well, what happened is, aspartame was first released in July of 1981, in a powdered form, and then in 83, as in the soft drinks. Well, what happened is, shortly after it was initially released in 81, there was a sudden dramatic rise of called primary brain lymphoma. Primary brain lymphoma, which is a tumor of the brain, which most neurologists and neurosurgeons have not seen before, heard of. And this was quite precipitous. And then in 83, after 83, when it was in the soft drinks, then they got this rise of the more conventional types of brain tumors. Well, in my opinion, that's important data. And aspartame should never have been released, because they knew this in animals. And they should have invoked the Delaney Amendment that says if something causes tumors, cancers in animals, then you don't allow it to be used by humans.
Well, then how were they able to get it into the formulary and allowed for humans when it's in violation of the Delaney Amendment, this amendment which is to protect?
Well, I went through that with Congress and with the senators and so forth, especially with Senator Metzenbaum and so forth, and I have the details in some of my earlier books, and it's just outrageous. And that's the whole story.
Well, did the senators know how dangerous it was?
Senator Metzenbaum did. He was really trying to spearhead it, but it was blocked. The Aspartame Safety Act, or the Aspartame, was an act he tried to put through, and it was blocked by some senators from Utah and so forth. It's a terrible story.
But
I don't want to give a lot of names, just willy-nilly.
What a terrible thing to think that people are dying of cancer that is preventable.
Well, it's not just brain cancer. There are other studies. The experimental study showed the cancer of various other organs and so. And now there's studies out of Italy showing lymphomas and leukemias and so forth. It's really terrible.
Well, of course, I think our listeners must understand that at the beginning of the 20th century, about 1900, the incidence of cancer, one out of every 33 deaths was related to cancer. And today, of course, one out of every, one out of every 30, now about 33% of the deaths are related to cancer. So there's been a dramatic increase, almost 11-fold increase in the incidence of cancer and cancer deaths in the United States over a period of a century, and we have to ask why. And then if we find out all these things that have been released into our environment and put into our food and into our chewing gum are carcinogenic, and the average individual has no idea what's going on.
That sounds like my soapbox.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, you'll have to just let me have a little space on that soapbox. But I know you've been writing and lecturing on this for such a long time, and been already, of course, blocked so many times by powerful forces who have a different worldview. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And our guest is Dr. Roberts. And, of course, if you want to get his books, it's www.sunsetpress, SUNSENT press.com. And certainly, through the years, he's written many books on many subjects, and but just trying to get people to realize that good health is our responsibility, because there seem to be people who have a, whatever their agenda is, they block the dissemination of information on the carcinogenic, a very real carcinogenic ability of aspartame and NutraSweet in our children and in our adults as well. My understanding is, it really appears, can actually give you carcinoma of the pancreas and other organs as well. Are there other studies that, that demonstrate that? What was the Italian study you alluded to?
Oh, well, that had to do with lymphomas and leukemia by Siffredi. Those are recent studies. But, you know, I want to say, I don't have a corner on all the truth. All I see is my observations stem from seeing patients and studying them and thinking about it and doing research and so forth. And I just give my perspective of these enormous problems. As I say, you know, protecting mankind. Now, one individual can't protect against atomic radiation and so forth, but we can all tell patients to stop smoking. We can tell them about trying to eat properly, especially during pregnancy, and a few other things. We can tell them about the problems with putting, you know, chemicals in our water, the fluoride. You know, that's outrageous, the fluoride, the fluoridation. And I have a little inexpensive CD. It's called, you know, Mama Drinks to Health. We have some very bright young mothers here in South Florida, and they say they want to make a talk about this. They call Mommy Links to Health. And one has to do with fluoride, the fluoride follies. Just think of it, taking a poison, industrial poison, and putting it into water under the presumption of preventing dental caries. It's just unbelievable, in my opinion.
Well, I really think, of course, that people really don't understand that they're not really using sodium fluoride in most communities.
Of course, it's not the sodium fluoride. That's just, that's the easy one.
Right.
They have, there are other fluorides that are that comes from industry that they're putting in the water that are far more serious.
That's the hydrofluosilicic acid. Of course, yeah. They keep talking about fluoride, and it's a bait-and-switch process, and the people who are financing this, of course, the people who have this toxic waste. It's too toxic to put in the ground. It's too toxic to pour in the rivers. It's too toxic.
But in the water, the drinking water.
I don't.
You believe that.
Well, I can believe it. I know it's going on. And people
and
have
one
no idea.
About fluoride, it's a neurotoxin. You know, in my book on Alzheimer's disease, I spent 3 or 4 pages just talking about the neurotoxicity, the damage to the brain from fluoride.
Sure.
It's amazing.
Of course, it acts directly on the brain. In fact, the active ingredient in Prozac, which, you know, because
it's the ingredient, right.
It's a fluoride compound, as are so many of the psychotropic drugs. So why are we putting it in the drinking water? Yeah, but nobody ever asked those questions.
And then there's, of course, the mercury in there. They dump the batteries and so forth in the water and all the other. You know, all the so much of this coming from China, the pollution, the mercury. And so, Dr. Monteith, I hate to give this impression. I'm not an extreme pessimist or so, but these are fragments of insights that have come over 50 years of practice. And they shouldn't just be totally ignored, which is why I appreciate your interest in my work.
Well, of course, we had an opportunity to talk to a doctor from England who studied certainly the areas where they had a lot of pollution from industrial pollution and looked upwind and downwind from those smokestacks. And, you know, if they were upwind, there was relatively little diseases. And you get downwind, of course, where they're getting the industrial pollutions and tremendous increase in the incidence of autism and ADD and ADHD and cancer. And statistically, there was no other way to explain it, but nobody wanted to hear that because nobody wanted to interfere with industry.
Well, you know, so, fortunately, you know, there are ways in which individuals can express their opinion through the media, the press, and here, the radio, and that's the best we can do.
Well, that's my job, and of course your job is to have the information and the documentation on that, and certainly Dr. Roberts' books are have a tremendous amount of documentation, especially his a book on aspartame, the ignored epidemic. And how many actually references do you have in that book? That's a monumental book.
There must be 600 or more references.
Right, it's over 1,000 pages, isn't it?
Right, it's over 1,000 pages.
And really, if you want to know everything,
it's a textbook of medicine, and it's really amazing, you know. But that's what it is. If you focus down on a problem based on clinical experience and so forth, and you have, don't forget, I had written this textbook of medicine 15 years ago,
right.
long before that was on the aspartame. So, you know, I was already exposed to medicine in a broad context, and along comes this product, aspartame, amazing, just amazing. And all the things that it's caused me to redefine so many illnesses.
And of course, the tragedy is that, you know, certainly the public doesn't know, the doctors don't know. But you need to get the information. You need to find out if it's true. There's a lot of...
Well, true. If people are interested, they can just look at it and find it. And if they can challenge me on anything I've written...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Roberts.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section at Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calyx for my heels.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Dr. Roberts. Of course, emphasizing his work on aspartame, although he's covered many other subjects, and certainly we agree with him on the statin drugs. It's a scam. We have a four-tape set on statin drugs. We have a simple little book on statin drugs that tells you all the complications, but the doctors have been sold this by a massive campaign, and then they've sold it to their patients. Well, we've got to get your cholesterol down. Well, if you look at the statistics, and you look at the large statistics for people who've never had a heart attack or a stroke, giving them statin drugs to get the cholesterol down does absolutely no good. There is no statistical evidence it's going to help. And yet, of course, they've convinced the doctors to sell it and to force their patients to take it. So we've got some real problems with what's going on today, where they have a very aggressive pharmaceutical company, you know, marketing to people, to physicians. And believe me, it's all about the bottom line. It's not about helping patients. Now, if you really want to know about aspartame, well, we've got a great book. It's called Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. By Dr. Blaylock. We have the two books by Dr. Roberts. We have, of course, two DVDs. One is called Sweet Remedy. The other is called Sweet Misery. And they are excellent sources of information. They're poisoning our children. They know what they're doing. The Federal Drug Administration kept this product off the market for 15 years because they knew it was a deadly poison. And now, of course, it's been released, and nobody has the courage to speak out against it. We have actually two four-tape sets on aspartame, which we recommend to you, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We want to remind you about our all-day seminar on the 28th of October. It's going to be held at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. Got a great lineup of speakers, and we do hope that you'll be able to come. That's the 28th of October. It's a Sunday, but we put it there because we had a number of people who couldn't make it on the 27th, and I think you'll find it fascinating. And if you're going to come from out of state, we're going to have to call in the today or tomorrow, if you still want to get on with the rooms that are at a decreased cost. We have a block of rooms set aside at the Seacliff Inn for people coming from elsewhere. But they won't be there after tomorrow. Well, anyway, of course, then we want to suggest, if you really want to understand what is going on and why government agencies would put out a product that would be harmful for you and your children, you need to get our new DVD. And actually, it's a talk I gave some time ago, but we've just put it into DVD form, and it's a shortened version of my talk. None Dare Call It Genocide, but it's really quite good. It's easy to watch. And then if you want the advanced course, it's called Planned Population Reduction. There really are people who believe there are too many people in the world, and they would like to kill off large numbers. If you've not yet seen my population control monograph, it's available on our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Or certainly if you'd like to actually get a free copy of it, why you can into the products, why just get something and ask for a copy of the population control monograph. It's probably the best single thing that's out there. I wrote it some years ago, but we still get a number of requests for it. The Population Control Agenda Monograph. You need to get our video on population control. You need to get our four-tape set on population control that goes into the background of the DDT scam and how, by banning that, we've killed almost 100 million people in the last 33 years, and now they say, oh, shucks, well, it really is all right to go ahead and spray that. I guess we just made a little mistake. No, they didn't make a mistake. They knew what they were doing. They've killed almost 100 million people from malaria in the last 33 years because every year about 3 million people die. And they're lying to you when they tell you it's only 1 million.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done.
You're listening to the Global...